What is this place?
The Great Assembly. It's our version of the Senate, I guess you'd call it.
It's incredible. What are these?
The seals of the Seven Houses. That's Borgin, that's Malvin, and that's Hucker.
What about this?
Sereno.
The planet?
The house. My father's house.
Your father?
He's the Count of Sereno. He rules the council.
So the entire planet is named after your family?
I think so. I'm sorry. I really should pay more attention in lessons, but it's all so tedious, especially when Father starts harping on about our birthright.
But how did it happen?
I could launch the Hologuide.
I'm sorry. I'm just interested.
Someone has to be. According to legend, the planet was part of the Sith Empire.
The Sith?
And my great-great-great-great-something-grandfather led the charge against them.
Your grandfather did? Surely it was the Jedi.
Like a Serenian would let someone else take the credit. If you believe the stories, and my father does, passionately, Granddaddy Sereno saw them off single-handedly, and the other houses submitted to his authority.
Renaming the planet in his honor?
He formed the council, joined the Republic, and here we are. Although, Father's never been too keen on the last part.
Joining the Republic?
Sereno can look after itself, Genzar.
Well, we know you can. Not many people try to take a bite out of a Carcaridon. It's usually the other way round.
We should probably get back. We're not even supposed to be in here. Dooku?
A carving had caught my attention. An immense beast, larger than any Malosaur, crawling up towards the domed ceiling. The creature's crested head was thrown back, jaw stretched wide, roaring at the stars that were painted across the apex. Spines ridged its powerful back, wings spread wide as if ready to take flight. And then there were its eyes. Eyes, though fashioned in stone, that burned with an intensity that was all too familiar.
What is that?
The Tirataka. Just another legend. The dragon that holds the world together.
It's beautiful.
I couldn't look away, walking towards the sculpture as if in a trance. It looked so alive, so vibrant, as if any minute it could spring from the wall to crash through the columns that held the domed roof in place. I could feel the creature's heart beating in his own chest, its roar echoing at the back of my mind.
Dooku, what are you doing? Don't touch it, okay? It's supposed to be bad luck.
So beautiful.
I barely even noticed the ground shifting beneath our feet, flakes of paint falling from the ceiling high above.
What was that?
Tirataka.
Dooku, don't!
My fingers brushed the stone, and the world was torn apart.
What did you do?
I snapped from my reverie, cracks snaking across the polished marble before us.
Me? Nothing! What's happening?
It's a ground quake!
But it wasn't the scrape of tectonic plates that caused me to clasp my head in pain, but an impossible bellow slicing through my mind as easy as plasma carves through flesh.
Dooku!
So loud! I can't!
We need to get outside!
Make it stop!
Dooku, please! We need to move before the roof comes down! Dooku!
Sereno's assembly had stood for generations, surviving invasion, storms, and revolution. But now it came tumbling down. History is written in the blink of an eye. My story would have ended there if Genza hadn't pushed me aside. Everything that has happened since, my life with the Jedi, my life now, it all hinged on that moment. All hinged on the bravery of an 11-year-old girl.
Dooku?
Jenza? Where are you?
I'm trapped. I can't move.
Me too. What happened?
You don't remember?
You were telling me about your family, and I heard a noise and...
Ah! What is it?
My leg! It's trapped! Ah! I think it's broken.
What are we going to do?
Do you have a comlink?
It got smashed back at the festival.
I should have one. Oh, God, where is it? Where is it?
Ah!
Jenza!
The rubble! It's moving!
It must be settling.
How are we going to get out?
I don't know.
Your powers.
What about them?
Can't you lift the stones the way you shoved those aliens away?
Master Yoda tells us that the only difference is our mind, but... Oh, a few thugs are one thing. An entire building is very much another.
You've got to try!
I took a deep breath, closing my eyes, trying to ignore the pain in my leg. I could do more than try. I was a Jedi. Back on Coruscant, during levitation classes, Yoda had told me I was strong in the Force. I could see the truth of his words in those ageless eyes, and yet they had me shifting blocks and baubles around the practice gallery. Good enough for Cypher Dyas and the others, but I knew I could do more. As my clanmates played with the toys, I tried to shift the statues that lined the gallery. The equipment chests, even the chair on which Yoda was perched. He told me I wasn't ready, that my time would come. And this was it. This was my chance to show everyone just what I could do. I would save the girl. I would save myself. I would demonstrate once and for all my true potential. Quieting my mind, I placed my palms against the rubble that pressed down upon me and pressed back.
The Force surrounds me. The Force dwells in me.
What are you doing?
The Force flows through me. The Force protects me.
Dooku!
You told me to try. I'm trying.
Sorry. I'm just so scared.
I know. I am too. But I'll get us out of here, I promise.
I know you will.
She believed in me. She knew. Now I had to do it.
The Force surrounds me. The Force dwells in me.
Above us, the rubble started to shift, to grind against itself.
Dooku, it's working!
Of course it was.
The Force surrounds me. The Force dwells in me. The Force flows through me. The Force protects me.
Dust was pouring through the shifting stones, streaming into my eyes, coating my gritted teeth, but what did I care? I could feel the heat of the sun against my grazed cheek, slithers of light breaking through gaps in the debris, gaps I was creating.
There he is!
Where?
It was Cypher Dyas and Arath. They were looking for me. They would see what I had accomplished. I should have concentrated on the rubble, but couldn't resist the urge to cry out. Cypher Dyas would share in my victory, and Arath... her wrath would burn with envy.
I'm lifting them!
Dooku!
I pushed up, the stones lifting, rising into the air. My arms shook with the effort, even as my friends scrabbled towards me.
Cypher Dyas! Can you see what I'm doing?
He's delirious.
Arath, look at his leg!
I'm lifting them, Cy! I'm lifting them!
Not you, buddy! Not you!
What did Cypher mean? How dare he belittle what I had achieved? I expected such petty jealousy from Arath, but never Cypher Dyas. Cypher Dyas was my friend. He understood. And then, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a familiar figure in Jedi robes standing in the ruin of the assembly, hands outstretched, eyes screwed tight. It was Yoda. Yoda was lifting the debris. He had saved us. Not me.
Pull him out.
No!
Hurry.
They were all there. Braylon, Terasanube, even the rest of the clan.
Careful. That injury looks serious.
I had failed. My pride had gotten the better of me. Yet, disappointed though I was, my thoughts went to my newfound friend. I twisted around, pain lancing up my back. Where was she? Where was Jenza?
Hello? Can you help me?
She was alive. I hadn't failed her.
Let the rescue droids through. That's it. Stand back.
I listened to them work, picking over the rubble, looking for other survivors. I tried to tell them that we had been alone, but my voice was hoarse, dust coating my throat.
Dooku, try to relax.
Relax? How could I relax? I felt a presence sweep across the disaster site, a fury that was all too recognizable.
Jenza! Jenza, where are you, daughter?
Father? We have her, Your Grace.
Out of my way!
Let me see!
Father!
If Braylon was insulted, she didn't show it. She was hurrying over to Yoda, whose face had darkened with the effort of keeping the debris aloft.
Eula, some assistance I require.
Of course. Terra!
I am here!
The Master's mirrored Yoda's stance, palms lifted to the open sky.
In the Force we trust.
In the Force we believe.
In the Force we are.
With the sound of a rushing gale, the rubble was blown clear.
Master Yoda, are you... Look not to me.
Try not to move. Someone help him. He's really hurt.
I barely heard Sifo's voice. Barely felt Yoda's fingers pressing against my temples.
No pain there is. No torment.
Tears cut through the grime and gore on my cheeks. Such was the relief.
Oh, thank you.
Daughter, are you hurt?
I don't think so.
The Count swept the child into his arms.
Careful. She may be injured.
Stay back. This has nothing to do with you.
Master Braylon.
What were you doing here, Jenza? When they said you were in the hall...
I was showing Dooku the family crest.
I heard Gora's intake of breath, felt the sliver of ice that ran through his soul.
Showing who?
Jenza.
You!
The Count whirled around at my voice, his dark thoughts clear for all to see, Jedi or otherwise. Yoda stepped into his path, smiling benignly.
A long time it has been, Your Grace. Good to see you, it is.
Good to see me? My daughter was nearly killed.
The Force protected her.
The Force? You said you would never bring him back here. You said you would keep him away.
What does he mean? Keep who away?
Shh, don't talk. They're fetching a stretcher.
I knew this was a mistake. This pantomime. Having you people here.
Count Gora.
No, you don't get to talk to me. You don't even get to look at me. Get off my planet. Get off it now.
Not your son's fault, this was.
He's not my son!
Father?
And then I knew. I knew why Jenza had seemed so familiar, why I had felt so comfortable in her presence. We had never met, and yet she had called to me, blood to blood. Gora was my father.
Your Grace! Oh, Your Grace! Is Lady Jenza all right?
Call the guard. Have them escort the Jedi from the system.
Dooku!
Jenza!
Shh, young Dooku. Quiet now.
Master Yoda! Is that...
Your sister, she is. But now, care for your injuries, we must.
My sister.
Sifo-Dyas, Arath, help me lift him onto the stretcher. That's it. Use the Force. Careful.
Yoda.
Not now, Master Braylon. Return to Coruscant, we must.
But Count Gora.
Count Gora. Full of bluster, Count Gora is. Bluster and fear. Worry about Dooku, we must. great confusion I sense in him.
Confusion. Could he blame me? I had met my family, seen their faces, felt the kinship of a sister I never even knew existed. And now they were gone.
Dooku falls silent, lost in his memories. He's never looked so old, so human.
Now is your chance, Ventress. You can strike him down.
I ignore the voice. It's not real. Instead, I focus on the hologram, imagining a mag brace locked around the boy's leg. Your injuries. Dooku straightens, adjusting an already immaculate cuff. His jaw clenches beneath that neat white beard, his gaze once more like steel.
They healed. The wonders of modern medicine. Yoda visited me in the infirmary. He apologized. Said he had been wrong to take me to Sereno.
But the damage was done.
Before the festival, I never thought of my family. I knew they existed somewhere out there in the stars. But what did they matter to me? The only family I needed was within the temple walls. But now everything had changed.
Ah! Ow! Dooku, there you are. You missed supper.
I need to train.
You need to relax.
I've already missed too much.
Stop pushing yourself. Give it time.
Why?
Ugh. Careful. You nearly hit me that time.
How did you come to the temple, Sai?
The same as you. A seeker found me. Master Mayoda.
You're lucky. I asked Master Yoda about how I was found. Do you know what he told me?
No.
The council received a message from my father telling them what I was, instructing them to take me away.
What?
Perhaps it shouldn't be a surprise, the way he looked at me in the rubble.
I know. Look, I'm sure it was just shock. He nearly lost his daughter.
He nearly lost his son. A son he didn't want. A son he hated.
You don't know that.
Don't I? Do you know what he did? Yoda said Gora left me outside his castle's walls, with no clothes, no shelter, with nothing to identify me at all.
Dooku...
I did some research. There are spine wolves in that forest, Sifo. If I hadn't been found...
You need to stop this, Dooku. None of that matters. Not anymore. You're here with me. You're one of us.
But I could have been so much more!
You don't mean that.
Huh? No. No, I don't. But I can't help but think.
You can't help but think what might have been? You're royalty, Doo. It's in your blood. It's probably why you've got an ego the size of Hadala.
I really thought I'd lifted that rubble.
I know you did, you shackhead.
I could have, you know. If my leg hadn't been so busted.
Yeah. Come on, let's find you something to eat.
Excuse me, Initiate Dooku.
Yes?
A parcel has arrived for you.
For me?
Here.
Where did it come from?
I don't know. I was just asked to bring it to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, what are you waiting for? Open it up.
Okay.
It was a wooden box, the seal of Sereno carved into the lid.
Oh, a holocom?
There's a message. Look, the light's flashing. It's her. Your sister.
Jenza.
Dooku, I hope this gets to you. I'm sorry that I couldn't say goodbye. Father was so angry. He told me to forget about you. Forbade me from even mentioning your name. But I couldn't forget you. Not now. My brother...